From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs. Jesse Belvin was indeed the whole package, a talented, handsome singer, songwriter, and arranger. Some of Belvin's best-known songs include Earth Angel, Dream Girl, Guess Who, and Goodnight, My Love. His most lasting impact as a prolific mastermind behind West Coast doo-wop music may never be fully calculated, as he was careless with credits and publishing rights. Also sketchy are his birth origins, possibly Texarkana in 1933 or San Antonio, Texas in 1932. By the late 1950s, Belvin had signed a solo deal with major label RCA Victor. The company's PR team began a campaign branding Jesse Belvin after his RCA label mate as the Black Elvis. With a major label solo deal and a big tour set for 1960, the new decade must have seemed full of opportunity for Belvin. But it wasn't to be. Belvin died in a fiery crash in Hempstead County the morning following a showcase concert in Little Rock. He'd been en route to another show in Fort Worth, Texas. Although Belvin was only on the cusp of solo fame, his musical contributions, especially in doo-wop, were acknowledged in the tribute song heard here, Goodbye Jesse Belvin, by the Legends.
What's the matter with you, baby, 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 baby? What's the matter with you, baby, 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 baby? What's the matter with you, baby, 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 baby? What you gonna do?
The February 5th, 1960 Little Rock concert was at Robinson Auditorium downtown. It was billed as the first rock and roll show of 1960. Headlining the big cavalcade of entertainment stars was Jackie Wilson. Wilson was the only performer to merit a photograph in the Arkansas Gazette newspaper advertisement. Also appearing were Bobby Freeman, Marv Johnson, and Baby Washington. Arthur Prysock, Nappy Brown, Bobby Lewis, and Willis Jackson rounded out the bill with newly minted major label solo star Jesse Belvin near the bottom. Tickets were $1.75. It's long been whispered that Belvin's car accident happened as a result of his car being tampered with, and that occurred as a result of tension due to the show being among the first racially integrated at the venue. But the concert was segregated by skin color. In fact, the concert was actually two concerts, a 6:50 p.m. show for whites and an 8 p.m. show and dance for Negroes. The ad in the Gazette didn't bother mentioning the late show.
Night, my love, pleasant dreams, and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright, and bring you closer to me.
Nothing has ever been proven regarding any malfeasance in the Jesse Belvin accident. Belvin and his entourage weren't the only persons of note to perish in the two-car crash either. Max Gene Noel was a deep-sea diver of renown based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. According to the Arkansas Gazette, he had been recently planning a second try at salvaging a Dutch motor ship in Lake Michigan. The Gazette reported Arkansas State Trooper Dwight Pankey as saying the Cadillac carrying the Belvins was in the wrong lane that morning when it collided with the other vehicle. The Noel's car burst into flames. A passing motorist was able to pull one from the blazing car, but both Mr. and Mrs. Noel died at the scene. So did Charles Ford, 34, of New York City, who was in the Belvin vehicle, and Belvin himself. Belvin's 25-year-old wife, Joanne, and another entertainer in the Belvin car, Kirk Davis, were taken to Texarkana for treatment but died of their injuries. Traffic was blocked on U.S. Highway 67 for nearly 2 hours as the Hope Fire Department extinguished the blazing wreckage. The accident occurred 6 miles west of Hope.
Good night, my love. Blessing dreams.
Decades after his Hempstead County death, just as he was seemingly poised for bigger things, Texarkana's Jesse Belvin is indeed known around the world, albeit mostly by deep fans of American doo-wop. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs.